reckon now? Pockets just full of dough. Got some new clothes too. And good shoes on my feet. Penthouse apartment. Icebox just full of good things to eat. Close in my pants. Gotta keep a $50 process. My hair is straight as silk. Got a new manicure and facial. Skin just soft as buttermilk. And look, on my finger. So good. But in my pocket. Man, I'm ready. Yeah, let's make a little love. Are you ready, baby?
Say, hold the phone, boy. This is Derek Sharp of the Guess Who, and you are listening to the one and only Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Get back to great radio.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. It's
bye. Hi, this is Steve Morse, and I'm coming to the Oaks Theater Friday, May 26. Hope to see you there. Wow, was that hot. Burned my hand on the console with that one. That was Steve Morse with the track Simple Simon. Steve was on Quartz in Session last week. We had a great time talking. He has officially left Deep Purple after 28 years to take care of his wife, who is battling cancer. Our best wishes and prayers go out to them. But Steve is doing a little mini tour, and he has brought the Steve Morse Band back together, and they're coming to the Oaks Theater Friday, May 26th. You're listening to Quartz in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson. Lurie, thank you so much for tuning in. That Sev Music started off with the latest brand new music, 2023, from Iggy Pop. Track was called Atlantis. Dig that tune a lot. A Journey going out by request to Christy in Aetna. That was Journey live on their 1981 tour with Open Arms. Going back to 1965, that was Lowell Fulsom off a scratchy 45 with Make a Little Love. The latest from the Guess Who is called The King. They've got a new album coming out in June, and that was a request going out to Bill in Washington County. He is working as we're on the radio right now. He's drilling gas, and he said he really digs that new Guess Who tune. And, you know, I dig that tune, and a lot of you have been calling in about the station, and I've got a number of calls over the last few weeks of people saying they didn't realize the Guess Who was still together. Well, they're not only still together, this is their second back-to-back new studio album that's coming out. It's going to be called Plein d'Amour. And ladies and gentlemen, next week, if everything goes well, if all the stars align, we're going to have Derek Sharp, the lead singer, and Gary Peterson, the original founding member and drummer of the Guess Who, calling in from the road, joining us on Quartz in Session. They're in the midst of a U.S. tour. And I got to tell you, I have seen them twice on their last two tours, and they put on one of the best live shows out there. Not joking. Really, really terrific stuff they're doing. So crossing my fingers if everything goes well. Make sure you tune in next week because members of the Guess Who are going to be joining EJL and you on Quartz in Session. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this hour of Quartz in Session is brought to you by Rita's Italian Ice, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. Rita's Ice, our sponsor for this past hour of Quartz in Session. And you know, if you are interested in underwriting for Quartz in Session or any of the great shows here at WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So let's do that set of music from Eric Burden that I've been teasing all night. He is 82 years old and going strong, and what a voice. This was one of the very first rock and roll tunes I ever fell in love with, and this is a live version going back to 1983. This is Eric Burden and the Animals. You know this tune. This is 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. I'm back to New Orleans, my red.
After I left school, I began working for a living. Came home one day from a hard day's digging. Went down to my blues collection just for some peace of mind. And I got the word Elmo James was gone. Seems like I lost a friend of mine. No more Elmo! No more Elmo James! No more Elmo! No more Elmo James! It's a shame. Try and shame. No more Elmo James. When I was a managed boy, when I was in high school, my biggest influence was a 45 record, made me want to dance.
were five young guys hanging in and out of Newcastle, playing rhythm and blues, knocking the loose, did it deep that tin pan out. On a rip bone, where the beef is bone, shocking the heart of the nation. The sign of the times, a new surge of life, start of a new rock generation. From day one, kingdom come, I'd do it all again. I used to be an animal.
As night. The grateful dead blew everybody's mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty Prince Jones smiled as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah.
you wanna find the truth in life, don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, celebrating the birthday of Eric Burdon, turning 82. This is The Animals, going back to 1983.
Ever since you've been gone, I'm thankful.
Happy birthday, Eric Burden from the Animals. You just heard a set of music. Hopefully you had your scuba diving gear on, because we dove deep with some of those tunes. From the Animals, their greatest hits live album, you heard House of the Rising Sun. Boy, what an all-time classic. Going back to 1981 from the album Wicked Man, No More Elmore James, title track from I Used to Be an Animal, joining the Animals back in 1967. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that was played from a record that's been here at the station since 1967. Actually had a timestamp on it. You heard the Animals hit Monterey, and then from Eric Burden's solo album back in 2012, Can You Win? Eric Burden turned 82 years young today, and man, he can still sing. I actually had an opportunity to meet him when I was in college working security at the Westin William Penn Hotel. All 150 pounds of me back then. And he was performing here in Pittsburgh. I had to work, but I knew what room he was staying in. And I might tomorrow post a little picture on Instagram of a very young, thin EJL with a lot of brown hair standing next to a wee little Eric Burden, because Eric is short. And I'm not the tallest guy in the world. I just think I am. But Eric, he's a short little guy, but man, can he sing. Very cool. He was very, very nice to me as I was stalking him in his hotel. So we got a request to get to, but, you know, before we do that, we got to think about when you share your image online, talking about I'm going to post a picture of me and Eric Burden on my Instagram account. Well, when you share an image online, you're sharing it with everyone. And here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see, your family, friends, even not so friendly people. All it takes is a few clicks and your image can be all over the internet forevermore. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. So Tommy's listening online in Charleroi. He's a new listener. Thanks for tuning in, Tommy. He's listening in on WRCT.org. And he said, I've got to play him some Triumph. So let's lift the lid. Let's dig a little deep. Going back to 1983, this is Rick Emmett and the guys with Never Surrender.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
This is Billy Greer of Kansas. Hear ye, hear ye. Courts in session. Car crash, mesothelioma, slip and fall. No, baby, you're listening to Rock and Roll with my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I can feel someone here in the air tonight, waiting alone inside for survival. Cruising this place like flesh on a neon sign, brightening up my life tonight before the candle. Hiding in rooms so hot to the human touch. Choose your poison.
the cut was too